turning out to salvation through the bountiful supply. Philippians 1:19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In Philippians 1:19, Paul speaks of the bountiful supply of the Spirit. Literally, this word refers to the supplying of all the needs of the chorus in ancient times by the leader or director of the chorus, who was called the chorus. Hence, this Greek word implies a bountiful supply. The chorus supply all the needs of everyone in the chorus, the needs for food, clothing, lodging, and musical instruments. The supply of the chorus truly was bountiful, even all-inclusive. Once a person had joined the chorus, there was no need for him to be concerned about the necessities of life. The chorus would supply whatever he needed. In using the expression, the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, Paul likens the supply of the Spirit to that of the chorus. Therefore, to have a proper understanding of chapter 1, verse 19, we need the word bountiful with the word supply. This bountiful supply of the all-inclusive Spirit is for us to live Christ and magnify Him. The supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ is bountiful and all-inclusive. What we have today is not a partial supply, but a bountiful, all-inclusive supply. Enjoying the riches of the bountiful supply of the Spirit. With the Spirit of Jesus Christ, there is a bountiful supply. This supply is an all-inclusive drink containing many ingredients. Everything we need is in this divine beverage. Instant salvation always comes from this bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. When we pray in a genuine way, and when we call on the name of the Lord, the compound ointment is applied to us and our situation, and we enjoy the riches of the bountiful supply of the Spirit. Then, instead of being put to shame, we experience a glorious salvation. This salvation causes Christ to be magnified in us. By the petitions of the body and by the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our circumstances turn out to be for our salvation, then we are not put to shame in anything, but Christ is magnified in us. The Spirit of Jesus Christ becoming our salvation. There is no indication in the book of Philippians that Paul prayed in the way of telling the Lord how weak he was and that he needed the Lord to strengthen him. There is no indication that Paul prayed, "Lord, you know that I am in prison for your sake. I have been faithful to you. Lord, but I am weak and I need you to strengthen me. Have mercy on me so that I can bear this imprisonment." Paul did not pray this way in the book of Philippians. Nor did he pray like this when he and Silas were in prison in Acts 16. According to the record in chapter 16 of Acts, Paul and Silas sang praises to the Lord. Too many Christians pray in a pitiful way. Too few Christians are joyful, praising Christians. We need to be Christians who are joyful, praising, and full of rejoicing. Even while in prison, Paul could speak about rejoicing in the Lord. Paul knew that through the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, his imprisonment would become a salvation to him so that he might magnify Christ and live him. All these messages are from the publications of Living Stream Ministry by Witness Lee. Prayer. O Lord, praise you as the Spirit of the bountiful supply. Now you dwell in me to meet all my needs. Dear Lord, I'm willing to turn back to the Spirit, to fully open to the bountiful supply, to call upon you, and to pray to you. Lord Jesus, cause me to enjoy the riches of the bountiful supply of the Spirit so that I can be saved from all kinds of situations.